Join us. You want to be a part of the show? You can. Maybe you saw the president's speech. I did. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'll tell you what, let's do it. Let's begin with Horst. Horst, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hi, I was sharing with Jim that I live 5 or 6 blocks away from that church. I'm on the west side of 95 and Craig, and I've been to that church a couple times. I wasn't even going to try and go over there because it's a pretty restricted access anyhow. It's a small, modest church, but I was able to watch it live streaming on a broadcast. You look up Right Side Broadcast Network, RSBN, and I believe they're following around and pretty much broadcasting all of Trump's speeches, because they had the one from Iowa the other day, and I started watching about an hour before he was scheduled at 4:30, and I think he started at 4:35, so he was pretty precise. But the broadcasting guy that they had was very interesting. He wasn't repetitive or anything, and he was grabbing people, some of the local county and state Republican Party officials, and having them put in a few good words and stuff. So it was very well done.
Can I tell you, I've been watching Right Side Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it is a fascinating, if you want to just Google it, Right Side Broadcasting Network, and it's totally viewer-supported, and they do a tremendous job. I'm curious what you thought of the president's speech.
It was kind of low-tone and mellow, like you were saying. I didn't see the fire and brimstone, but I think it was very encouraging for, it was directed not as a rally speech, but more to encourage and, hey, let's get out and, to swell up the confidence of the volunteers and stuff. So I think it served its purpose. Just, it was such a small venue. He wasn't like having to amplify and get 30,000 or 10,000 people all rah, rah, rah. But I think it served its purpose. And like I say, the reporter guy for the RSBN, excellent. And the quality, the audio was excellent, and the video was excellent.
Yeah, their production values are pretty good. And what I love is that they come on the air about 2 hours before the speech, and they interview just plain folks. And it shows you who is supporting Donald J. Trump. I mean, it's a cross-section of America, but it's an interesting cross-section of America. And it shows you that these people are deep into the belief that Donald J. Trump is the one person that can drag us out of this ditch.
Right. But in addition to just regular folk, he did have some notable state party officials and precinct captains, things like that. So he had a few names, and they were laying it straight on the line and said, hey, we're here to support the president. And God bless that church. I mean, it's really actually quite small and modest. But that Donald Trump managed to get that one and select that one, I think that was just another feather in his cap.
There you go. There you go. Horst, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
He saw the speech. He liked it. I thought it was a kinder, gentler side of Donald J. Trump. Do I wish he had mentioned 2020 less? Probably. Do I wish he had talked more about the issues of, crime and our southern borders? I wish he had spent a little more time doing that. But by and large, I thought it was a really good speech. And he needs to give more of these kind of speeches that are more fireside chat kind of speeches, rather than rabble-rousing, going crazy. The 50,000 people they had in Pickens, South Carolina, is what we're going to see a bunch of. The president made the remarks that there are going to be some rallies that are going to be very, very big. He said that there was nearly 80,000 in Pickens, South Carolina. I still question that. I've seen public officials come out and say, 50,000 in a town that only has 5,000 people in it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Randy Mackey will talk about the Second Amendment and what's going to be happening in 2024 that could impact your ability to keep and bear arms. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? It's time to replace. Fog between the glass? Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most five-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. And right now you can save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. Just text LONG to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. But hurry, these big dollar savings end this month. Text LONG to 200-300 right now. Text the word LONG to 200-300. Don't wait. Text LONG to 200-300.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Weather once again in the news. Heavy rains have been pounding the northeastern United States. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
You can hear a concerned man as water rushed through a neighborhood in New York's Hudson Valley Sunday and weather tracker video taken by Melissa Roberts.
Are you okay? Is it coming in the house? Is the water coming in your house?
At least one person was killed when she was swept away while trying to evacuate her home. The National Weather Service says flash flood warnings were extended into parts of Connecticut, including Stamford and Greenwich, before heavy rains creeped into Massachusetts. Forecasters say some areas could get as much as 5 inches of rain. I'm Donna Warder.
Meanwhile, National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says heat warnings and watches are in effect for the western and southern U.S.
As many as 45 million people that just for today and for tomorrow are going to be looking at impacts from extreme heat. So that number is likely to increase as we go through the middle to latter part of the week.
In Rolling Hills Estates in Southern California, some residents are also dealing with landslides. Resident Greg Brooks tells ABC 7 Los Angeles it seems that a leaking pipe had been undermining the townhomes before they started to slide downhill.
Gardeners had noticed a subterranean. He called it a river. I never witnessed that. But the pipe, when it was broken, was gushing to the surface. So you had a lot of erosion subgrade for 2 weeks at least.
Officials do not know yet what may have caused the ground shift. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 209 points. The NASDAQ rose 24, with the S&P 500 index advancing 10. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Miss Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Green. I'm so confident that Rough Green can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFF Greens.
Hello, fellow Republicans. I'm Jill Douglas, and I'm running for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party. Qualified, trustworthy, and proven leadership is imperative for us, Republicans in Clark County, to win races in 2024 and to work together to build a strong, energized, well-funded, and well-managed county party. There is no other path to victory. The most important in-person vote is on Tuesday, July the 18th. I'm asking for you to attend and vote for me as the next Clark County Republican Party chairwoman. Success breeds success. My career of 30 years in the same industry in a 40-year marriage to a military husband raising four children to becoming successful adults and a loving grandmother to eight grandchildren. Give me the foundation of family values, personal responsibility, and loyalty to family and community, and are my strengths for this position. I would appreciate your vote on July the 18th for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fix-It.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The final numbers are in for the World Series of Poker main event. A total of 10,043 players entered the $10,000 buy-in No Limit Hold'em World Championship, smashing the record for the largest field in the event's 54-year history. The previous high of 8,773 entrants was set in 2006. The record-setting field created a prize pool of nearly $94 million, making it the richest tournament in live poker history. The winner is set to receive $12.1 million. Second place is worth $6.5 million, and third place will take home a cool $4 million. Well, it's been a while, but the Mega Bucks jackpot has hit. Las Vegas resident Jesus hit the jackpot for more than $10.4 million on Friday. That was at the Cannery. Jesus says he plans to buy his mom a house with his winnings, among other things. Megabucks was last hit in April in Reno for more than $14 million. It took us a while to hit 100 degrees. Now Mother Nature is turning up the heat as the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for tomorrow through Sunday, with highs expected to be between 108 and 113 degrees. Right now, it's 104 in Las Vegas.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Shop online at finlaymazda.com.
Well, the traffic cam see bumper-to-bumper flows on Interstate 15 North at Hacienda. Slow flows 15 South at Sahara. Heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway 215 westbound at Valley Verde. And watch for accidents right now. Tropicana at Buffalo, Flamingo at McLeod, and Jones at Vegas Drive.
Gather round. Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. Always good to have Randy Mackey on. He's the president of the Nevada Firearms Coalition, PAC, and he joins us. Randy, how you been?
Just fine, thank you. Thanks for having me on, Kevin.
One of the things I wanted to do, I know it seems like light years away, but we've got, believe it or not, we've got a June 11th primary and a November 5th, 2024 general election. And a lot of people say, well, that's off in the distance. Don't have to worry about it now. I'll worry about it on Labor Day and blah, 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 blah. The fact is that it's going to be right on top of us. And I wanted to get your assessment. of what is going to be at stake in this upcoming election, in particular for those of us who care desperately about the Second Amendment. Can you talk a little bit about what's going to be on the line on November 5th?
Well, when you consider the fact that right now, I mean, in the last legislative session, we had Democrats had a supermajority in the Assembly, and they were one short, one vote, shy of a supermajority in the state Senate. That means that with a supermajority, they can override gubernatorial vetoes. Now, act like I said, they were one vote shy in the Senate this time. Therefore, as long as the Republicans stuck together, they couldn't override any of Governor Lombardo's vetoes. However, the projections I've seen for the 2024 election, several of them, call for the Democrats taking, keeping their Assembly supermajority, and also gaining a supermajority in the Senate. So that means they can pass anything they want, and Joe Lombardo can issue vetoes all he wants, and if the Democrats stick together, they can override anything and everything he vetoes. And there are 75 vetoes that he did do, which are left over right now from the 2023 session. If they take a supermajority for the next session, first thing they'll do is overturn every single one of those 75 vetoes. So in terms of gun rights, like I like to say, not all Democrats are anti-gun rights, not all Republicans are pro-gun rights, but that's the way to bet. So in that sense, it is not an exaggeration to say everything is on the line, because we have some really radical people on the left in that, the Democratic Assembly and the Democratic Senate.
I'm curious. To me, this is a war that's going to be fought on a couple of different fronts. One, obviously, is involvement. And the fact is there are a lot of people that are clinging to their Second Amendment rights. They firmly believe in it. And there's also the issue of money. There is so much money that's blowing into our state. Can you talk a little bit about why it is that you think Democrats seem to always be able to lay their hands on lots and lots of money?
Well, George Soros is the first name that comes to mind. He's a multi-billionaire. He's a committed leftist, and he is the founding funder, so to speak, of an awful lot of the crazy stuff the Democrats have done in the last 10, 15, 20 years. And there are a lot of people like him. I don't like to say it, but it's a fact, and I can't argue with it, that the left is taking to wokeism very strongly and very fervently, and that wokeism, that extreme leftist views, have taken hold not just in the academy among college professors and college students and things like that, but also it's getting down to the K-12, and it's also, surprisingly enough, in a whole lot of corporate C-suites all across the Western world. It isn't just America. It's also the industrialized West, and there's an awful lot of wealthy leftists, millionaires and billionaires, were quite willing to put their money where their leftist, fringe ideas are. And a lot of those fringe ideas are becoming mainstream, things which, even 5 and 10 years ago, most people would have laughed at. They're mainstream right now. That, I see, is a piece of why they have so much money available. And it just seems like the right isn't doing a very good job of countering that.
Where do we find money? I mean, all I have to do is look down on the strip and I see, hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe billions of dollars that are out there. And my question is, how do we gain access to them?
Find people who are willing to give it. Sheldon
Adelson.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Sheldon Adelson was a strong funder of conservative things, especially conservative K-12 candidates have ever since his death. It seems like his giving organization has kind of gone quiet. Don't know why that is. It could be because they got a lot of their profits from China, from Hong Kong casinos and Macau casinos. I was talking to someone recently about that, and he pointed that out to me. But the people that I think of on the left, like the Koch brothers, Americans for Prosperity, people like that, they don't seem to be donating the way as much and as frequently as people as billionaires on the left do.
The other avenue that this is going to be this battle is going to be fought on is participation. And I'm wondering, are we doing a good enough job of getting people involved, whether it be Second Amendment, whether it be the economy or other things? Are we doing a good enough job of recruiting people and recruiting good candidates?
My answer is no. In fact, I've seen some numbers, just recently showing that overall, take for instance the 22 election, the R's turned out, I think it was about to 35,000 more votes than the D's did. So what made the difference in a disappointing year for the Republicans was that it seems like lots of the Republican candidates turned off the independent voters, and you can't discount the independents. Just ours alone isn't going to make it. And so any candidate has got to be credible. They have to be well-funded. They got to be smart. And they also have to appeal to independents. If they don't do that, they ain't getting elected.
Well, one of those people that is out there and is just added to the list of candidates for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Jackie Rosen, and that's Sam Brown. He announced for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate. I'm not sure who you supported in the primary last time around. Was it Sam Brown or was it Adam Laxalt?
Personally, it was Sam Brown. Officially, the Firearms Coalition didn't. Actually, we didn't endorse that race. Personally, I was for Sam Brown. However, officially, we didn't endorse anybody.
What do you think of Sam Brown as a candidate for the U.S. Senate?
Interesting story. Fire in the belly. Seems to have run a good campaign last time. Came up short. Now he wants to try again. He isn't from Nevada. However, there's a whole lot of people that aren't from Nevada originally. I'm not from Nevada. I don't know whether you are, but
so I'm not either.
People that are, I don't know how much the carpet bagger thing would could hurt him. Apparently, it didn't hurt him last time. The guy came close. But as my good friend Chuck Muth likes to say, it isn't necessarily the best candidate that's going to win. It's the best campaign. He came close last time, and it is kind of too early to say right now. Let's see how things go. However, at first and second glance, Sam Brown seems okay.
Again, joining us, Randy Mackey, and I just want to kind of double back if we can. Because this is going to be a vitally important race. Are you concerned about polling at the presidential level relative to Donald J. Trump, supposedly with a 38% lead over the field here in the state of Nevada? First of all, do you believe polling at this point? Are you skeptical of polling overall?
It is early, and polls this far out, really can't mean a great deal. They can't be dispositive because in politics, 2 months can be a lifetime, and we've got You know, how long did you say until the first primary vote? I mean, read that.
June 11th for the primary.
That's 10 months out. It is just too far out for those kind of polls to be dispositive. However, about Donald Trump, many, many millions of people in this country like Donald Trump, and they want to see him be president again. So I am not a bit surprised that that his numbers are that high. However, I also hear an awful lot of people say, that Donald Trump is his own worst enemy, and he doesn't have any impulse control on his mouth, and his mouth gets him in trouble a lot. I've seen polls indicating independents are souring him. I also haven't seen much big money move towards his way. There is much to be said for and against Donald Trump. Speaking on his record, I mean, I'm a history major. Donald Trump had, probably the most successful single presidential term of any American president. And he did that in the face of organized and even illegal opposition from even before the boy, took the oath of office. He has a tremendous record of achievement, but there's the other side to him too, and it can be very, very, very divisive. My personal position is if he's the nominee, I'll support him. If Ron DeSantis is the nominee, I'll support him. If the nominee is Donald Duck, then I'll have to take another look at things. I think you see what I'm getting at.
No, your point is well taken. Randy, if folks want to become a part of your army out there that is fighting for our Second Amendment rights, how do they find you? How do they reach out to you?
NVFAC.org. You can go there and join. Joining's only $25 a year. We are, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Every single penny we take in, goes towards fighting for your rights. We have zero administrative fees. I mean, we don't have, big salaries or big expense accounts or anything like that. We use all the money to fight for your rights. For contributions, NVFACPAC.org. Please be as generous as you can, because, like I said, we are fighting for your Second Amendment rights, and we can't do it alone. We need your help.
Randy, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, my friend. Always good. We'll talk again soon.
Anytime, Kevin. Take care. Bye-bye.
There you go. Randy Mackey, the president of Nevada Firearms Coalition, PAC. And it's a really good organization that does a lot for your and my Second Amendment rights. Coming up. Oh, you're going to like this. Victor Jakes, you'll hear from him relative to what's going on. The former president of the United States came to town over the weekend. We'll talk about the trip and even a visit to the UFC 290. We'll do that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the simpleradio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at proprice.ac.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with your HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310 for the right price. Call Pro Price.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872. Celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find under